Hello, hello everyone, and welcome to Hot Mess and Blessed. My name is Melissa Hartman, and I am the host of this amazing, incredible, stupendous podcast. I am so glad you are tuning in today. If you are, then that means that this message is most likely, probably 100% for you. So I'm really excited that you're listening in today because today we're going to talk a little bit about the difference between goals and intentions because I was doing a meditation this morning and it just made me really realize that I think a lot of the times we don't always have that clarification as to what it is that the difference may be and what, I don't know, maybe it can help you kind of get to where it is that you want to go. So during my meditation, one of the things I use the Breathe app, it's spelled Breethe. And I actually heard about it through my husband. He was doing a meditation through this, and you get a 2-week free trial, which is really cool. So if you don't like it, obviously you don't have to stick with it. But I love it because I find when I'm meditating on my own, I just have a really hard time staying free of, you know, ideas or thoughts that are popping into my head. So this is really nice because they guide you and they say, hey, you know, every so often, like 5 minutes or so, they kind of say like, okay, if your thoughts are wandering, like bring it back to your body. And I think that's really awesome. So it's helped me a ton. And even if it's a short meditation, you know, even if you can spend 5 minutes doing something, what I've noticed is that if I get overwhelmed at the idea of what my calendar has to hold for that day or stressed or any of that stuff, if I just take a few minutes and breathe or take a moment to become mindful as to what's going on in my day, I've found that it's become really helpful for me. So if you get overwhelmed, if you get anxiety, if you get any of that stuff, or if you just want to learn to start really becoming more aware of your thoughts and all of that, then I would definitely recommend to meditate. So, you know, just to start this off by my little ramble, I hope you guys are all cool with that. But I was listening to a meditation today, and one of the things that she said in it was she talks about goals versus intentions. And I think a lot of the times, I know for me personally, I kind of think, oh, well, they're very similar. They're the same thing. But a goal is something that you want, right? Like it's an experience you want to live. I've kind of talked about, you know, making something on your future board an actual experience, a moment that you want to be in, that you want to immerse yourself in. Or maybe it's a materialistic item. Maybe you've got a purse on, like, in the back of your mind, like, oh, I can't wait to have that gorgeous purse. Oh, I can't wait to have that gorgeous pair of shoes. Oh, I can't wait to have that experience safari in Africa. I'm looking at my future board right now. And sometimes we don't think about what the intention behind how you're going to do that falls into place, right? So for example, who is that person that you are going to become in order to get those things? Because you have to get to the next level of you in order to achieve a nice handbag, a great experience in the desert, a great moment in Paris, whatever that case may be. And so starting to think about what your intention is on who you're going to become is what I want to talk to you about today. And so, you know, for me personally, being in a health and wellness company, rank is a thing, right? Like we don't think about necessarily, oh, once I hit rank, yada, 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 gold, diamond, star. I don't know. It's just a thing I made up. We don't think about it like, oh, my life is going to look different because financially I'll be bringing in this X amount of money and therefore I will be able to do this, right? We just think, oh, rank X, double 90 star. And then I'll be that rank, right? You don't think about how you're going to change as a person once you actually achieve that rank. And that's what you need to start doing. So for example, we have a rank in our company Once you hit rank six, you become a luxury car earner if you choose to. So you actually can get a car payment every month and the company pays for it. So a lot of people tend to get overwhelmed. They tend to think, okay, what do I have to do to hit rank six? How do I go about hitting rank six? And instead of focusing on how their life is going to be different once they hit rank six, right? What that means for them, they just focus on the rank. And that's why a lot of the times they're not achieving said rank because they're not seeing the bigger picture. They're not seeing that, oh, okay, well, rank six, sure, it includes a car bonus, but it also means this extra amount of money that you're going to be bringing in. And a lot of the times that means having an organization, right? So maybe that's something that's new to you. So what does leading an organization look like to you? These are all things that you can think of, all things that you can start to really put in the back of your mind so you are aware of what your future can look like. And that is all part of it. You can't just say, oh, when this happens, then I'm going to be, going on that dream vacation. Oh, when this happens, when I'm making $50,000 a month, that's when I can bring my husband home, right? You have to think about how your life is going to be changing overall. And that takes vision, right? And I know sometimes for some of you, that may be something that's kind of hard for you to see, right? You're like, I don't understand how to have a stronger vision. I've only known people in my life who are going to a 9 to 5 and then they're going home on the weekends and getting drunk, right? That was my life. And I think a lot of the times it's just really continuing to look for people who inspire you to become better. And then another part of that also is to start looking for things that you would want your future life to look like. I didn't become successful at the rate I am because I kept hanging around the same crowd and I kept just only focusing and working with and connecting with and building relationships with people that were doing worse that I was, right? I started stalking people on the internet that were doing better than I was and that had the lifestyle that I wanted. And then I would stalk them. Like I would literally stalk the crap out of these people and say, okay, I would watch every one of their moves and see, oh, okay, this is what they're doing now. Like I got really analytical with that kind of stuff. Like, oh, okay, well, this seems easy enough. Like you're running a business on social media. You are not curing cancer. And I truly feel like if you just start doing a little bit of looking, a little bit of research as to what the people are doing that you want to have their life. If you start taking a look at that, you're going to be blown away because you realize, oh, okay, well, I could do that. Oh, they're going on live. Cool. I can do that. It's going to be uncomfortable. It's going to push me out of that comfort zone. But you know what? I think I can do that. Oh, they're talking to people each and every day that make them nervous. Oh, I could do that. Oh, okay. They're connecting with 50 people a day. I could do that. Realize that it's not doing these huge, big, scary things every day. It's doing the little things every day that are going to get you further, that are going to get you to where you want to go. And it's being intentional, okay? If you want to be a millionaire, you have to act as if you are already a millionaire. It's not rocket science, I promise. We are not curing cancer today. We are running a successful organization. We are changing lives, but we are not curing cancer today. And I want you to know that you can do it. If you have been set before this podcast in some way, shape, or form, you are able to do it. I can promise you that. So I would love for you to screenshot this episode and share your biggest takeaway from today and what you're going to do to start being more intentional in getting the things that you want. So I love you. I appreciate you. Thank you so much for listening in today. Tag me on Instagram. I am Melissa Hartman is my Instagram handle. And I'll look forward to talking to you guys on the next one. Bye.